Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 15th, 2006. Today's message is titled, The Famous One. And we will read two scripture texts today, one from the Old Testament, the other from the New, Psalm 135, verse 13, and then Luke 1, verse 32.
Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. He will be great. There are many today who are famous. Next month, the Rolling Stones will be having a concert in China. Most reading this have heard of the Rolling Stones regardless of where you live. They're very famous by human standards. More than any others, entertainers especially have worldwide fame with devoted followers.
But as I prepare this message, I am in a state of praise to the one exclusively worthy of praise. Psalm 135 was written several thousand years ago. The human writer, unlike many of the Psalms, is not identified. It is a song of praise for God's wonderful works and contrasts His eternal value with the vanity of idols. His name endures forever. The name of the Lord will be remembered forever, and He will be famous for all time to come, as one version puts it.
At the close of the last century, the eminent historian Paul Johnson wrote of the lasting and increasing impact of Jesus Christ. He noted that as the year 1900 approached, many leading secular thinkers believed that the progress of science would cause a decline in religious faith, and the dawning of the 20th century would mark the close of history's religious phase. But here we are, Johnson wrote, at the threshold of a new millennium, and Christianity is alive and well in the minds and hearts of countless believers.
Amen. This day, Brooksine and I unashamedly declare we are among those countless believers. Christianity is alive because Jesus Christ, its founder, is alive. About 40 years ago, John Lennon of the Beatles made a proud statement comparing the popularity of his band as being greater than that of Jesus Christ. Well, John Lennon gave an account to the Lord Jesus Christ upon his tragic departure, and he found out who really is great. The Beatles and all others who are reckoned as famous by the world standards in our lifetime will eventually be likened to a tiny grain of sand in recorded history. Jesus Christ is the central figure. He is great, and He is the famous one in an absolutely exclusive class. Let us praise and serve Him today.
Lord, You are exalted over all the nations, and Your glory fills the heavens. There is no other one who sits enthroned on high, and yet hears the very sigh of my heart. You hear my prayer before it is even whispered on my lips, and You see my need even before I am aware of it. The fame of this world is fleeting, and the duration of this life is so very short, but Your greatness never keeps me at a distance. Instead, You invite me to approach the throne of grace and have audience with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, both in seasons of rejoicing and in my hour of need. Thank You, Almighty One.
Amen. And what a joy it is today to share with podcast listeners, presumably all around the world. We get a lot of feedback back from our written work, and increasingly notes coming from podcast listeners. And I'm reminded yesterday we received one from a listener that pointed out in a positive sense that it appreciates the amateurish feel of our work. And he said, it's like you're around your dining room table. Now, actually, we're not around the dining room table, but we have a little desk set up in a room in our home. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We live here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And we are followers of the famous one. And we certainly urge each listener this day to also place her faith and trust in Christ. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Don't have a lot of additional resources on the site today, but I do have a link to a song, and since you're already obviously set up for audio, if you care to listen to it, by a group, I believe it's by a group called Passion Band, and it's a song that in part prompted today's message, titled Famous One. And if you go to our site today, there is a link. The song itself is not on our site. It appears to be actually a Korean site that it's on, but you can listen to that. It's not a high quality, I don't even know what the term they use for music, resolution, at least in photos, but it's still beautiful. Perhaps not everybody's style. Also, on a note of humor today, yesterday I had a photo of a praying mantis nest. That's what that was, and in fact, today there's a link to that specific photo. An interesting story from a friend of mine. When she was young, she had found one of these and placed it in her purse because it looked interesting. Months later, she went to use the purse again, and when she opened it, it was full of dead baby praying mantises. I wonder if she ever used that purse again. Well, what a joy it is today to serve the Famous One. And Brooksian and I have made that decision, and we renew it today, this Wednesday morning, March 15th, in our lives, and we urge each listener to do the same. Stay faithful. Stay encouraged.